My name is Farley Flex Nuibo, and I was one of the panelists on the technology panel and from an entrepreneurial perspective. So I was just speaking about just the steps towards it as opposed to being in it, right? We need to make sure our young people are prepared for success, prepared to learn, encouraged and enthusiastic about learning through an Afrocentric lens. You know, as a descendant of slave, the transatlantic slave trade, my father's last name has no connection to who we are as Black people. So I decided to eradicate myself of that. I kept my given names, right? Because those were done through choice, and choice to me is freedom, right? So no reason to change those. But the one that was, I guess you could say, inherited through slavery, I decided to eradicate and decolonize my identity, or part of my identity based on that. And the rest is relatively obvious, right? So yeah, that's basically what it is. I've been to Africa 5 times. I've been to different parts of Africa, West Africa, South Africa, Southeast Africa, and Malawi. So Ghana, Sierra Leone, Togo, Kenya, SA, South Africa, and Malawi. So that's actually more than 5. And ironically, I'm beginning the plans to go to Nigeria, which will be great because I will enter Nigeria with a Nigerian name, an Igbo name, which is Nuibo, which is the which means son of the Igbo people. And you know, when I went through the whole ideology of changing my name, the natural thing was to pick something that I liked by sound. But then I realized that in alignment with the culture itself, I want to pick something that based on its meaning. And as a I guess you could say a self-appointed leader and community, I wanted to lead by example. And the process I'm going through or have gone through to do that, there's a cost involved, you know, $137. And then you go and you get what's called a name change certificate, which you then take to to change your driver's license, your OHIP, et cetera, et cetera, Service Canada, or Service Ontario. But more importantly, I've started an organization called Identity, which is the International Diasporic Enterprise for Nomenclature, Identity, Nomenclature, Truth, Identity, and Totality, right? So it's IDENTI-T. And the reason I wanted to do that was I want to offer a service for descendants of slavery or colonization to be able to revert to their indigenous names. So I want to facilitate the service to help people do it, but I'm an entrepreneur, so I also want to do, conduct like naming ceremonies and things affiliated with that as well. I'll also provide a database of names that people can select from based on the region that they connect to. And important to know is a lot of people say, oh, did you do Ancestry.com? Ancestry.com cannot work for descendants of slavery because there was no documentation of the slaves coming from Africa to North America. So to my understanding, there are some lawsuits happening in America where descendants of slavery are suing these types of organizations for falsifying information. That's what I've heard. But I'll validate that from hearsay to say. Then, you know, so from that standpoint, when I think about how it made me feel when I submitted my documents, chose my name, et cetera, it created a greater sense of self, right? So I'm closer to my identity than I've ever been. The next step is I don't think I'll ever feel like I belong here, although I'm a highly privileged person based on my career and my family, the success of my children, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't feel here the way I feel when I'm in Africa. Simple as that. Not that I couldn't. It's funny. It's not really just the geographics. It's the, like, if I was there for a period of time and came here, I'd be fine. But never not being part of Africa and now being a little more part of it by nomenclature, it just feels more whole. And every human being's objective is to become a whole human being and not have barriers to your identity. So, yeah, so that's kind of where I am. Hip hop was my first sort of entrepreneurial realm that I dabbled in. And what I love about hip hop is the amount of entrepreneurs that it created. Lots of entrepreneurs came out of the hip hop culture and industry. Same thing with technology. But what we have to make sure we're doing is not consuming entirely and actually being part of the production. And as I said in the session, not just the production, but the entire supply chain, right? From the coltan that's being raped out of Congo by the rest of the world, that we all have in our cell phones, cameras, et cetera, to the obviously coding, to the manufacturing, the distribution, the design, et cetera. Let's populate from a linear, a vertical integration standpoint, populate the industry with our own companies, right? Like, think about it. If you think of the influence we've had on the automotive industry, yet there's no black car, right? The influence we've had on so many aspects of culture that are consumed by others, including music, and the end curator is not us. Right, the distributors are not us, from Warner to Sony to BMG to Universal Music, et cetera, we're still subject to somebody saying, okay, I'm tired of you, get lost. Right? If we own our own things, that can't happen. You understand? And the other piece I want to share is that we have to think more cooperatively. Africa is a country, not a continent. It's a country. It was separated by the Europeans and the Americans in the 1870s, I believe it was, into 55 distinct countries so that they can manipulate us by divide and conquer mechanisms. So we have to say, whether it be Burundi or Nigeria, we're brothers and sisters and we're one country. And, you know, it sounds fantastic, but just imagine if all descendants of Africa, like black descendants of Africa, decided they were going to contribute to Africa in anything to do, sports, music, et cetera, they would cancel the Olympics, they'd cancel the Grammys, they'd cancel all those things because the dominance would be in our country, Africa. You understand what I'm saying? Imagine if Usain Bolt and Kerani James and Donovan Bailey and Andre de Grasse, all these guys ran for their place of heritage. You see what I'm saying? They would shut down the Olympics because nobody could compete. Right? So why don't we find the pride in that? Find the pride in this. You understand what I'm saying? And the intentionality and the intelligentsia that we possess, we've contributed tremendously. And I would say probably the greatest contributors to this planet, comparatively speaking. Hey, it's not rocket science.